there are 50 state attorney generals, and they're all looking into what's being called foreclosure gate, right? So Iowa Attorney General Don Miller is leading the investigation in all 50 states. And I was shocked when I heard this. Do you know what their focus is? Preventable foreclosures. You know, wait a minute. You are the top law enforcement litigator in your state, and you're trying to prevent foreclosures? He called it a public policy issue. Now, you think about that. That what he's in his, here's his quote, is the ones in which small changes can keep homeowners in their home. It benefits all parties. The borrower keeps the house. The servicer continues to collect fees. And the investors receive more income than a foreclosure would bring. The community has one less home. Hello? Not a single indictment. This is the biggest financial fraud in history. And what's Tom Miller and the attorney generals banding together to do? To make sure the income stream stays going through from the homeowner, through the banks that collect their fees, and through to the investors, not criminal indictments. This is fraud. This is layers and layers of what I think and what is provably what others think is fraudulent activity from and even the FBI. Tipped off as far back as 2004, and said that the more that there was rampant, their words, rampant mortgage fraud in the loan application process. The securities weren't created correctly because they don't have the proof, the promissory note, the financial instrument like a Federal Reserve note. So my question is, where are the indictments? This is 40 times bigger than the savings and loan crisis. We put away 1,000 financial elites. We don't have a single indictment.
But could it be that in this case you need to secure the properties first before you destabilize it by revealing just how unstable the market really is?
And you know what? This is a major tenet of the financial industry, and and even the president of the United States, who says, "Hey, we're going to destabilize." So we have to have fraud in the economy for our economy to work. We're sunk.
Well, all right, but no. But back up for a second.
No, that's what you're saying. You're saying.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it does. You go after the fraud after you secure. It'd be like saying we're going to pull back and we're going to reveal who's behind the curtain. But before we reveal who's behind the curtain, let's just make sure that everybody knows that regardless of who it is behind the curtain, you will have some protection as to what happens to your property so that you're not the one that ends up being the loser. And maybe that's partly because if he's leading the investigation. Now, believe me, I actually, for reasons I won't get into, I'm actually not a fan of the Attorney General of the state of Iowa. But anyway, let's just say that he decides that that since they're leading the way on this, he doesn't want the Iowa homeowners to get stung. And so before he gets into the muck of who it is that's actually created this crisis and brings somebody to justice for it, he wants to make sure the average person doesn't pay for that in advance.
Understand that. Then we got the wrong people. We have law enforcement people doing ombudsman and negotiation work. We got the wrong people spearheading this investigation. The reason why the attorney generals got involved is because there's fraud. The only way to fix this problem is to give people who don't have jobs, jobs, and to make real estate prices march upward endlessly. And that's not going to happen.
No,
there's going to be a lot longer, a lot more real estate defaults, and a lot lower prices coming because we're at all-time lows on the 30-year right now because the Fed is forcing down interest rates by buying all these, this new round of money printing, quantitative easing, if you will. They're forcing down interest rates. And the scary thing about it is if you get a mortgage, you may get it from your bank, but they're going to turn right around and sell it to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or the FHA. 95% of mortgages are supplied by you and me, the taxpayer, the government, at ridiculously low rates. And I think when rates go up, the values will march downward.